Hello, everybody. Welcome to the gentleman's lobby.
Where is I was going to copy you again.
I was too. I was waiting. I was going to try and time it to try and match you, but you didn't go with it, so I didn't say anything.
Yeah, I was looking down because I knew Khalil was probably going to look at me and be like,
yeah, I seen y'all both cracking your little smile over there while I was
I gave it away too much. I was like, I felt so guilty. I was like, but in reality, I was like,
y'all be so guilty. Y'all really do. But it's me, Kylo B, aka Lil Beats, aka Lil Grippers. Into the right, I got the one true boy.
No, nope, not gonna be last. It's Leo. Oh, wait, shit. I am to your right. I thought I was to your left. Damn. Oh, no.
They don't know it's right from his left. Okay.
I don't. And I got to read, so I know I'm about to get cummed at.
He said righty loosey.
What? What that nigga just say?
Leo be like righty loosey, lefty tighty.
We just gonna pass by that. Okay.
Yeah. I heard it. No, okay. I'm letting give away this one, but right, we ain't letting him slide again. Right. Across from me, we got the one other true boy.
Your boy Marky Mills.
Marky Mills, Mac, Maggie, Mills. And then to my left, okay, I got you. the truest boy of them all.
Bubble Guts League.
Bubble Guts.
Oh, I thought you were gonna do another Dr. Seuss drawn, but I guess you can't because he's canceled.
Well, only some of his books.
Only some of his books.
Nope, they canceled all of
them.
What books did they talk about?
I don't know.
I didn't really dive into it like that. Straight monkeys.
Yo, dead ass.
He had a book about monkeys.
Bro, anything that came out, it was black people that looked like monkeys.
Like, he drew them like monkeys.
What book is this?
I don't even know.
I'm trying to tell you. Anything that came out, he never drew real people.
Why he drew a monkey?
He drew a cat in a hat.
It was regular white people in that page. And it was black people, but they look like monkeys. Like,
yeah. Yo, I need to see this book.
This is tripping, bro.
Oh, man. That's crazy.
Yeah, poor Dr. Seuss. Rolling in his grave.
I stomp on that bit.
Yeah, but I say, that's crazy. I'm like,
yeah. So today's gonna be it's gonna be a little different. Today's little topics are gonna be we're gonna go a little into the rabbit hole of some conspiracy theories. A little spoopy. Just a wee bit. So I'm gonna sprinkle some spoopiness into it. We got a ghost in the background, if that is even able to pick up. Violet, sweetie.
Stop this. Shut the fuck up.
But I actually want to start off. So, like, you know, I was doing some dives and shit like that. And there's, like, urban, you know, obviously urban legends. But there's urban legends. It was a site that was, like, urban legends for each state. Uh-huh. And obviously, since we're from Jacksonville, Florida, we might as well.
Okay.
But I found one that I never heard of. And if you guys have, I guess that'd be dope.
I probably repressed all of those old urban legends.
So for Pennsylvania, when I clicked on Pennsylvania, it went straight to Philly, which I was surprised about. So we have an urban legend.
Bad things happen in Philly.
Yep, bad things happen in Philly. So this is Philly's urban legend, and it's called Bus to Nowhere.
Huh.
When I say I've never heard of this shit before, I guess an urban legend might be made up or not. I don't know. But
tell it like it is, Leo.
Tell it like it is. All right. So it goes. Countless buses traverse the city of Philadelphia day and night. All have destinations. Oh, here we go. Pickup and drop-off times and regular passengers except one. One bus, according to local urban legend, has and displays no destination, has no route number, nor does it... have an unknown route appear on any known transportation maps. The SEPTA bus stops for no one, at least anyone with a specific destination in mind. Yet, if you ask some Philadelphians, which is this ringing a bell? Nobody.
Nope.
So, us Philadelphians, we don't know shit about this. They'll tell you that they've seen this bus winding its way through the city streets. Some call it the Bus to Nowhere. Others call it the Wandering Bus. And for some, it's merely zero. Despite what you call this bus to nowhere, one thing is certain. Its passengers are those who suffer from incurable hopelessness at the bottom of one of their very worst days in memory. You don't want to suffer the type of despair of the bus's passengers, but if you do, you mustn't wait for the bus to slow down to let you on. You must chase after it. And, seeing your desperation to ride, the mysterious bus driver, a man or a woman, no one knows, will slow down and allow you to, will allow you on and enter. You'll look out the window, no idea as to the final destination, and wrapped in your thoughts, desperate only to get far away anywhere from the pain and despair. It's dark.
What the fuck?
It's getting, yeah. Your fellow passengers share the same desire and, like you, sit in silence of their thoughts and hope to travel to a destination where their problems no longer exist. Pull the cord, which is the little pulley if anybody hasn't fucking heard a bus. You're ready to disembark. As you step off the bus, you leave your memories of the ride, which could have lasted minutes or years, behind. The faces of the bus driver and passengers, your thoughts and feelings as you watch the landscape pass by, your final destination, all wiped from your memory as you finally find yourself where you're supposed to be. Count yourself lucky if you've never been a passenger on the bus to nowhere, but if you find yourself in the depths of despair, wait for the bus to nowhere to appear, for only those at their lowest points can see it.
I have never heard that in my entire life.
However, when I did read this, there was a time I fell asleep on the 57, and it was the most terrifying thing ever, because I woke up on the last spot, and I was like, the bus driver shaking my shoulder and shit, and he's like, hey, man, you gotta get off. And I was like, you know, wiping the drool on my fucking face. And I'm like, yo, where the fuck am I? But like, I was like right at that gas station.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
I know what you're talking about.
I think that's just a terrifying experience in general, just like just falling asleep on like a bus or train.
Oh, yeah.
And you're just
train's
not that bad because you can literally just get up and go around and go back. Yeah. Yeah. But it's still like, what the fuck? What's going on? But no, I've never heard that. At first, when you were saying that, I was like, ain't that a bus that's just like going back to the station or something? Like, doesn't have like any letter or anything on it? It's like, it's just blank. I'm like.
But supposedly those who have taken it will have no memory of it.
So it never existed.
In a sense. So like, how's the story even made up?
That's
so
it's a cop not even out. A theory.
Yeah,
right. That's a cop out urban legend. If you've seen it, you won't remember it.
Yeah, like, right.
So a quick question just before we get into more. Is there any urban legends that you guys believe in?
Not really.
There is one I believe in.
What?
Oh, I want to hear it.
I believe that too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Also, it's funny too, because I actually didn't even think. I wasn't thinking about this, but I got in an argument today at work over the Peter Pan theory.
What is the Peter Pan theory?
That Peter Pan kills all the Lost Boys and takes their souls to Never Never Land. And Captain Hook is a Lost Boy that escaped Never Never Land.
Oh, Never so Ever like Land. He travels to like the real world, mm-hmm. and he kills them.
And brings them back.
Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I think I've heard of that, and that's why they never age.
That's why they never age. Because they're dead. You never heard that?
No, that's the first time I've heard
that. Have you ever heard that?
That's pretty cool.
I got into an argument today at work because girl, my job was like, Peter Pan is a great movie. And I was like, no, Peter Pan is fucking sick. Like I was, and I don't know where I heard this, like, theory from, but for whatever reason I had this in my head. So when we talked about it and I like pulled it up for her, and the first thing was like it was like Peter Pan is a deranged psychopath, like that was the first. and then it kind of goes on and elaborates more, like, and I was like, damn, like, and I was trying to explain to her, but she just wasn't getting it. So but I was like, yo, if you look at the movie, she's like, Peter Pan doesn't kill anybody. I was like, of course, it's a kid movie, he's not gonna go and they even kill somebody in the movie, but
pillow on their face, like.
But yeah, like that was the theory. I don't know why. Like I just knew.
Wait, so
that.
How is Captain Hook one of the that escaped? You said
he escaped. Yeah.
But, so why he trying? I guess isn't he trying to kill Peter Pan?
He trying to clap Peter Pan.
Yeah.
Okay.
Come on now.
And I haven't seen Peter Pan forever.
They call Peter Pan an angel of death.
Yeah.
So that's my kind of guy.
So which was the crocodile then?
What? Man, the crocodiles are just crocodiles.
Oh, just a crocodile?
Yeah. just crocodiles are just like, what the fuck you want from me?
He was like, I don't know what's going on. I just want getting the hook. That's all I want.
That's a theory that I just, you know what I mean? Like, well, I knew about, so.
More of the question was just, that's more of a, what would you call that? Is that a conspiracy theory or is that?
That's like a movie theory.
I was more saying like an urban legend.
I guess not fake stories from your childhood, but like those kind of like not even scary stories.
Always freaky.
Do you believe in like supernatural type beings?
I won't be there with this one, but yeah, no. Like, that just scares the hell out of me.
Like I know y'all like don't y'all don't like talking about it, but do you believe in like supernatural shit?
Not really. I enjoy the stories. I love like the stories and shit that people come up with and things like that. I don't necessarily believe them, but I like to listen to them.
Are there any like supernatural entity type things that you believe could be real or like?
No.
No. That because like y'all don't like talking about it, or is because like you actually don't?
I actually don't.
Yeah, I'm like
okay.
I mean, I've been around like weird shit that happened, and I'm like, get the fuck out of here.
Maybe ghosts, but I'm not like 100% like convinced. Like
okay,
right. Like,
So it's more like. You don't want to believe, in a sense. Only because it's like, you know, you're saying you don't believe. However, if I was like, yo, like, we're trying to sleep in this haunted hotel real quick, yo.
I'm going to say no. It's not because I don't want to believe. It's like, I don't believe. But I'm not going to put myself in a situation where...
For you to believe? I'm confused.
It's like, all right, so that's like saying... hey, I'm trying to think of a good analogy. It's like,
I don't know. You're kind of making a point, though.
So, right, like, if you don't believe, it wouldn't matter to you whether or not the hotel room is haunted.
Yeah, because you would just be like,
it's just a hotel room.
You'll be there to be like, watch, y'all sitting here believing, nothing's going to happen. But then when this shit goes and it falls over, you're going to be like,
that'll push you on the edge. And you'll be like, okay, that shit's like.
But that's what I'm saying. I don't necessarily believe because even in your situation, like that situation, right, where I'm like, all right, let's go. I don't believe, so I'm going to just go to a haunted house anyway. Like, if something happens, then I'm going to be either A, I'm going to be like, y'all playing around, y'all messing around, or B, there's something, and now I got to get out this situation because, you know what I mean? Like, doesn't necessarily mean I believe, but it's
I guess
just,
I can't believe what he's saying.
Right.
Okay. I get what he's trying to say.
Right, right.
But do you get what I'm saying?
I get what y'all both trying to say.
So are you saying, because I was so dead ass about it. There's a hotel that there's one room that's supposedly haunted. It's like an hour drive from here that we can just spend one night there. Right. I know Mark would do it, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't do it.
Why not? Because you don't want to believe?
Mark, you said you would do it?
Yeah, I'll do it.
I guess, you can say it like that. I don't want to believe.
Okay.
I don't want to believe. Like, why would I put
just
myself...
It's like my thing is just
if it is real,
okay,
why would I put myself in that situation?
Right. Because at least you can say it's real. Like,
but I don't want to.
But, I mean,
I've been in other situations where I can say it's real. I don't have to go to a haunted house to be like... And see something.
Wouldn't
phone.
You want to experience it all together?
No.
Like, wouldn't you want to just all of us just kill a guy, just see how it is?
No.
Yo, he tripping.
If I wanted to do that, I would join the army or the Marines.
Yeah.
But you would want all the boys to join with you.
No.
So we could mafia line them up and be like,
you want to join the army? Huh? Is that what you want to do?
No, I'm underqualified.
Shit, that's an understatement.
I don't think I've ever experienced anything that's unexplainable. Mm-hmm. At least I don't think so. I know I had like weird the sleep paralysis shit, which I talked about way before.
Oh, but that's real. So
Yeah, that's a real thing.
Yeah, like, sleep paralysis.
Them demons. Oh, what? Nah, I know sleep paralysis is fucking real. I'm talking about the demons that I saw.
Well, they real too. You end up like picturing something.
What about Kahlua? Let Kahlua tell his experience about his paranormal situation.
You had a paranormal
with his TV.
Oh, well, that's explainable.
Oh, that's explain. That's just the connection going bad. Bro, sure? What the hell are you talking about?
It was people behind that TV trying to get out.
No, that's the thing. Like, wouldn't you want to know? Like,
no.
Just to say, like, if somebody was like, man, I don't think ghosts exist, you could be like,
no.
They do.
No.
I mean, I've had.
You wouldn't. Like, so you're telling me a candle falling over, that's too much for you.
Way too much. Way.
You tripping.
I spent the night over our homie crib. I woke up 3-4 in the morning. All the lights were on. And I heard a door slam. And no feet. No footsteps, no nothing.
That could have just been wind.
That could be.
No, trust me, because the windows weren't open. This, their house, the windows don't. We all know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's all it took. I turned, the lights were off. And I heard the door slam. I turned every light in that house on as I walked out that house. And I've never slept over that person's house again. Because I don't need to put myself in that situation. Why? Why would I do that? I'm good.
So you're like probably like one or two more, depending on the severity of the experience, you're one or two more experiences away from like, from believing.
So
that
yeah,
shit.
I think
from
you
being
fear.
In the psych ward, yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
Well, no. I just think you're in a teeter totter where you're not sure because
you can't
explain that. Because can you say that moment was a ghostly paranormal moment?
It was something out of my comprehension. So
right. Okay. So what I'm saying is, let's just go see a candle fall over. No, that's it.
I'm just confirming. I'm 100% okay with believing what I believe in.
Fair enough. I mean, I've told you all about my story. I think I've told my story on the podcast here.
That was a fucky boy. yeah. See, I wouldn't. I would be in your probably in your shoes about the whole. I don't need a candle to flip over if I'm fucking laying in bed and hearing footsteps going by in the hallway. Yeah. I'm good.
I mean, it's just like that whole situation was like a for sure.
So would you say that was sleep paralysis though?
Oh fuck no, I was awake.
Oh fuck, okay, never mind.
He was in bed pop locking.
I was awake and like fully of mind, and I was like,
so even though we talked about the story, like what, I don't know if we ever went into depth like of what.
So I like
just like what you felt, like what went in your head, like should you get out of bed? He said, fuck that. The demons can't get me if I'm covered in a blanket completely.
I was just sitting there. I didn't move. I was like, I'm not going to get up to look in this hallway.
That's smart.
To see nothing in that hallway but hear footsteps.
Mm.
Because, like, I sleep late. Like, I'm a night owl. So, or you see something. Yeah, if I saw something, I'd be like, all right, you know. That's
a whole different story for a different time.
But just hearing, like, obviously those footsteps, like, they're not natural, obviously. Mm-hmm. And, you know, my house doesn't make those sounds on a normal basis. they literally, the floors creak when somebody's walking. It's not like the house is creaking all day long.
Mm-hmm.
My heart will be gone. Nope.
Yeah, like I said, so I just feel like I need a peace. I just want to experience that. I just want that, like, I don't want a gun in my head. I don't want that kind of fucking fear. I just want a little bit of, I want to get spooked. I just want a little bit of a light flicker.
By all means, go ahead.
But y'all going to be there?
Nope.
When you say y'all, you just mean you and Mark.
No, y'all all going to be there. One day I'm going to be like, yo, I'm planning this trip to Maryland, boys. We all going. And we're going to hop in there. You're so not going to know until a candle falls. Once you see that candle fall, then you know I brought y'all somewhere that y'all didn't want to be.
Once the candle falls, you're like, yeah, yeah.
Just like the Spokane strip. You have no idea what I booked.
That's true.
I'm going to just get some invisible wire, make a candle fall. Yeah. Billy's going to be like, I'm not doing this.
This could be a whole Evil Dead situation.
Oh, man.
Find a Necronomicon.
That shit, I don't know. Whoever even goes into that shit is dumb. Like, who would even explore that shit?
I mean, I say it all the time. Like, it obviously in those movies where, like, people are like, oh, they see a fucking book, like, bound in human skin.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, don't open it because something's going to happen. I'm like, y'all are fucking dumb for doing it.
That's cool. Let's look in it. And recite the words.
Nah, see,
I wouldn't go. I wouldn't do that.
I would be like, Miska Muska Mickey Mouse.
And then fucking Mickey was like, oh.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I would open the book, but I wouldn't be like, I wouldn't read that shit.
Nope.
If I saw some incantations.
That shit can stay. Because it was, I think in the New Evil Dead, it was like wrapped up too, right?
That shit was wrapped up.
Yep. That shit's saying wrapped up.
He was like, oh.
I would be curious though.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It just opens? That's how people die.
So.
Movies are guides to not be stupid in situations like that.
Oh, it's just chunky. Okay. So there's other conspiracy theories where it's like, so I've seen a couple. I picked out a few. Like I said, I don't want to go too deep in it because you know a conspiracy theory. That rabbit hole is
it don't deep. End.
You can go as deep as you want.
But there, huh? There's some that are like that I've seen and they sound silly, but it's like there's always like these little things that make you be like, oh, like could it? Like there's one where it's like Avril Lavigne died. Like years ago, and that she's been replaced with like a body double.
Oh, I remember that. I see that. You see that all over the internet. Yeah.
There's that one. I think Dave Chappelle was another one.
That what?
Like he died? That he died. And
oh,
then,
and they yeah. Imagine seeing that like as Avril Lavigne. You're like, fuck.
But what if you're seeing that as Avril Lavigne and being like, oh shit, they know.
Well, no one can replicate Dave Chappelle's fucking. Humor.
Yeah. Yo, if I was like ever famous and it happened to me, I'd probably like play along with it.
I would so fucking entertain it. I would
so love to entertain that shit.
Oh, you guys got me.
Just like like the minute you start seeing those rumors, you just start doing shit differently.
Yeah, just start doing shit so weird, like out of place. And everybody's like, he doesn't usually drink coffee.
So, I know, right?
So there's like another one where it's like where the Beatles never existed. So that one, this shit was like where they got like pretty much pictures from like just different pictures within like not too far of like a time span, like not a year or two, just like a few months. And each member constantly looks different. Like John Lennon, like the nose of his bridge, space between his eyes, all that shit.
Damn, they
the nose of his bridge.
The nose of his
bridge. I mean, the bridge of his nose.
I hung on that one. He said that was like,
yo. He said I was like, I came out of my daydream. I was like,
he's like, hold up, nah. But yeah. So it's like, so apparently they were all different body doubles, and then it leads to another one where it's like Paul McCartney died a long time ago, and then the person that's there now is just. Some fucking body else. It's just.
Isn't he just only? Is he?
Is he still know. In One is Direction?
He still alive?
Oh, Paul McCartney.
Yeah,
he's still alive.
Okay. Isn't he's the one that everyone was making that joke when he did that song with Rihanna? It's like, oh, this guy's gonna be famous.
She about to make him famous.
So, like, my thing is like, so again, that conspiracy theory. There'll be a few that I'm just pretty much brushing. If people want to go into it, it totally can. But again, because that shit goes deep. But
like deep, deep,
deep, deep. Like I said, the pictures. It's weird, only because like I don't even think you guys know. Well, Mark probably does. You know how John Lennon looks like?
No, not really.
Yeah, see, so
I don't know what any of the Beatles look like. To be honest with you.
But kind of like a question with that because like I said, you have like the Avril Lavigne one. Apparently, like, there's another one where it's, like, all the members of Fall Out Boy? Mm-hmm. If not all the members, but two members, they died. They've been replaced.
What's all these body doubles? I've never heard. Know, right? Only one I've heard was Avril Lavigne's. I've never heard any of these other, like, body double.
The only theory about a celebrity that I think could be real is Tupac still being alive.
I was just about to mention that, too. Malik, what do you think?
About Tupac still being alive?
I mean, I think it's not real, obviously, but I think it's plausible. Like, if Tupac were to come back, like, out of nowhere, and it was like, I was never really dead, I'd be like...
Well, yeah, it's like, it's one of those, like, it's like, I don't believe it, but, like, if it were to be true, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
Like,
I would be.
You'd be like...
I'd be like, the prophet is back.
Damn.
Wasn't he obsessed with that one poet? Or what, I don't know if he was a poet or whatever. Machiavelli or some shit like that.
That's why I named him Machiavelli.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure Machiavelli was like obsessed with
Tupac.
No, he was back in like the Renaissance era. He was like obsessed with like death or some shit, or faking his death, all that type of shit.
He was back there writing poems like, you don't want to fuck with me.
He was like, yeah.
Beef to the police. Back in the Renaissance, fucking writing that beat.
Everybody was like, this fellow was spitting.
So, I mean, like, because cloning is technically a thing now, isn't it? Didn't they just clone a...
They cloned a ferret.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, so, like, clone as in, like, bam, bam, equal clone of it? Or they, like, grow it?
I think they grow it. It's okay. Well, I mean, they've been cloning for a long time.
Isn't that the same? Initially the same?
No, like, I mean, like, cloning isn't you just make, like, if we just made another you, like, same age and everything.
Oh, or yeah, no, like, I don't. Kinda like, I don't think
damn, my voice gave out there. But, like, kind of like, they just kind of grew a baby you. They kind of just grew into you.
But that's how I see cloning being the only logical sense of just...
Can't just have full grown niggas.
Yeah, and be like,
fuck. Yeah, like DNA cloning's been a thing for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, what if? I don't know.
What if what?
Like, what if? I just wouldn't be surprised if some celebrities, if depending on their popularity, were cloned.
Were cloned?
Yeah, Michael Jackson. Like, they couldn't do that because he was way too far gone.
It's kind of like the Illuminati. Like,
what?
They say like,
he was too far gone.
What do you mean too far gone?
Because you can't replicate, like you wouldn't be able to clone Michael Jackson.
Like,
because the thing is he'll grow up and then essentially look different.
Oh, that's, okay.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, what do you mean, but he'll look different than how he ended up.
Now, right.
Yeah.
Right. Because who's to say, because then that clone would have to go through the same procedures or whatever the fuck that Michael Jackson did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The skin bleaching.
It'll never be the same. It just goes back to like the whole like nature versus nurture. Like what part of you is you because of the situations you've been through or what is in your nature?
Yeah.
The ship of Theseus. No.
No.
It's completely different.
I know.
It's completely different thing.
I just wanted to throw that in there for somebody to be like, oh, hey.
I mean, technically, it could still be. You can use that.
Technically. That's why.
Paradox. Because, like, it's still that person without the rot, you know?
True,
It's still, y'all still are the same person without the
rot. Yeah, like, imagine if, like, I grew up, like, in the suburbs or something.
Right, exactly. Like, you'd be a totally different person.
Yeah, or, like, if I grew up in, like, kind of, like, North Philly or something.
Oh. Like, just, like, yeah. So it just goes, like...
That is mad
would
funny.
You have this... You wouldn't have the same traumas.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't have...
Same experiences.
Would I be funny? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right. It's
like,
you said you'd be funny?
Would I be funny?
Trauma has
Are you
made
not funny
me
now?
Funny.
I think I'm funny now. Y'all don't think I'm funny?
Cutlo stopped here.
Yeah.
Let's bring it down. Cutlo's funny.
I think the tier list goes...
Go ahead.
Obviously... Without a doubt, 100% factual.
Okay.
Me, Khalil.
Solid.
It's weird because you two aren't the funniest, but
I mean,
let's agree to disagree. Right?
I think I know my way around a joke.
Khalil, what's your tier list?
Huh?
What's your tier list?
We're not talking about that right now.
It's a conspiracy theory of us right now.
Yeah.
Who's the funniest?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to toot my own horn.
Thanks, bro. Appreciate you.
I'm very funny. Like,
all right, who's second?
Then? I'm LOL funny.
So who's not enough. I need CTFU funny.
You need CTFU funny?
Okay, well, who's second?
Who's
second?
Who's second?
Because that's clearly where this is.
Me.
I think Malik would be second.
You.
Bro, I'm telling you, bro.
I just want to see sparks fly, to be honest with you.
I'm a funny.
It's because, you know, on a ride home, y'all going to argue if you would have said me.
They didn't ride together. Hearts.
When you guys gotta go to the same destination, y'all gonna duke it out eventually. But I don't know. Like, so in terms of cloning, if I don't even think we never cloned a human. I think the only thing was that ferret. I remember in Ripley's, believe it or not, there was like a lamb that was cloned, a sheep that was cloned.
Mm-hmm.
You think it'd be harmful if we clone humans?
100%. Why would it be harmful?
100%. Imagine an alternate you walking around.
Well, mm-hmm. I don't think they would, like, I mean, it would probably break a lot of, like, human rights laws to clone somebody while they're still,
like, alive.
Alive, yeah. I mean, even after they're dead, too, probably. There are probably, like, human rights laws against it. There's a show on, I think it was Amazon Prime. It was Paul Rudd. And they cloned him.
Oh, no, that was on Netflix.
Was it on Netflix? Yeah,
that was really funny.
What? They cloned him.
I know, it's a movie, right?
No, it's a show.
It's a show?
I never finished it.
So it's basically the premise is like it's like a massage parlor.
Mm-hmm.
And that when you go to it, you will become a way better you.
Mm-hmm.
But what they do is that they clone you, and that clone is the better you, and then you die.
Yeah, they kill you.
Oh, okay.
But they failed on killing him, so he came back, and it was just two of him.
Yeah.
How do you fail on killing him?
I don't remember. But like...
It's like Gemini Man.
I didn't watch that.
No? Yeah, that was
pretty
good.
Yeah, yeah, it wasn't like, yo, I'm drama interested again, but like it was an interesting watch.
It's just your cool action flick with like a different premise.
Mm-hmm.
Like Will Smith has a clone.
Yeah. But then like it's a young Will Smith.
So then even doing the opposite of how can clones be useful? Like, could you see yourself eating a cloned burger, like from a cloned cow?
Yeah.
Yeah, why not? It's still a burr.
Yeah.
But like is it a thing? I don't know. It's because it's like the idea of just creating.
I guarantee something. You, like, people wouldn't be able to tell the difference unless they were going out there and killing the shit out them cows themselves.
And they probably still wouldn't.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because if you're just growing another cow, it just happens that cow, like, has the exact same features as the cow you took the stuff from.
Right, exactly.
It's not like it's like a tainted cow.
Like, people are so like, they're so gullible, I guess you could say that. Like, if you probably go to Burger King, buy one of their burgers and give it to somebody and be like, this is cloned meat, and they would eat it.
Oh, okay.
I think I'd probably be more excited to eat. They were like, do you want this normal burger or would you like a cloned burger? Right. Would you like that clone burger sounding kind of hot?
I bet you clone burgers probably be like mad expensive.
Isn't the whole purpose trying to drive down the cost, or is it trying to stop like greenhouse gases? It's one or the other. I don't know. Or maybe both.
I don't know.
I just see that there's a guy who's like, well, what if we just copy and paste?
Yeah.
It was like, whoa.
The one scientist was like, can we put that there? And then there you go.
And then they put that in there.
They put that in there. That in there. There went to that.
So then, you know, there's more conspiracy theories where, like, you know, again, I'm going to get to some that are like kind of fucky. But this one, I put no bullet points simply because there was just too much. But basically, that the moon doesn't exist.
That's not what?
A conspiracy theory, bro.
The moon doesn't exist.
That's like on the same level of idiocy that flat earthers go by.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's like.
Oh, where are you going with this?
I know, right? Where are you with this?
Please don't entertain this.
But I'm just simply saying, it's like, have we, like.
Oh,
I'm not saying that. Look, the thing is that I'm not saying that the flat earther thing is a real thing. However, just the one thing that, so like the moon doesn't exist thing, like I said, I don't have bullet points, but I just remember some of the things that I saw. Like one person said that it's just a projection. it's simply just a projection. It's just.
That's the best they got.
You know, I'm just going to entertain this a little bit.
It's only because, I mean, think about it. I mean, like. You haven't gone there? I haven't gone there. I'm just saying. Just put it like this. Just think about it. Leo. Just think about it.
Does Japan exist?
Leo, save yourself right now.
Well, you exist. So.
I'm not Japanese.
Oh, right.
Like, no, I'm kidding. No. What I'm saying is, right, is that videos, pictures of going to the moon,
mm-hmm.
could they simply just be like,
oh
no, this is, you know, like, you're digging your own grave with this one.
I'm just saying, it's, but if you really just think about it, like, what if just
so Lance Armstrong, if I'm correct, right?
Buzz Aldrin.
The first man on the moon?
Yeah.
Buzz Aldrin, right?
But I thought it was.
Isn't Lance isn't Lance Armstrong a triathlon?
You're right. Is it Louis? No, Louis Armstrong is a musician. All right. So I'm completely wrong, and I apologize for that. What is his name? Buzz Aldrin?
I think it's Neil Armstrong.
Yeah. I know it was Armstrong. I just didn't know which one it was. We got too many famous Armstrongs.
Major.
Just two.
Is he not? Is that not a real? That's not a real person, Leo.
Well, hold on, because if we're going to that person, that kind of started a lot where that moon landing was faked.
Oh yeah, that's kind of like a OG conspiracy theory. Yeah. Like that's, everyone knows that one.
No,
dude, Buzz Aldrin literally punched somebody for calling for saying that the moon landing was fake.
Dude,
like they go through like mad fucking training just to be able to go up on there.
There's
like,
no way.
Crazier what if that's what they want you to think?
Flight pilots.
There is no way.
I don't know.
I'm gonna sit here and believe somebody said that thing we see in the sky, the moon, is a fucking projection.
I know. I just really felt like entertaining it. Like I don't believe it either, but so I just kind of I wanted to hear you out.
There's another one that they said the moon is hollow. Like a majority of it is hollow. That when they launch, I think they launched something to go to the moon, and that something happened where it hit the moon like hard as shit, and the sound that they kind of heard from it was like a gong. So, what a hollow moon means, I don't fucking know.
What do you mean you don't know what hollow means?
I'm just saying I don't know what the fuck.
Like
what
could be under and underneath?
Yeah.
Oh, I was about to say
still the moon. Regardless, I don't.
That one you could actually have like some discussion on,
right?
Because no one's been inside the moon.
I mean, does the moon exist? Y'all can't answer that.
People have been on the moon though.
Have you been on the moon?
I haven't been on the moon.
Doesn't matter.
That's literally the same argument as like me asking you, does Japan exist? Have you been to Japan?
I've seen pictures.
You.
I watch anime, so clearly that Chingachong that they're talking.
Oh my god! You need to stop. Goodness. You need to stop all that.
So, I'm not saying that I believe that the moon doesn't exist. However, just as a follow-up, are there things out there that you second-guess or that you think actually doesn't exist?
That doesn't exist?
Like, for you, you think that Japan doesn't exist? Though I've seen them in pictures.
Something that doesn't exist? I don't know. No. I mean, I feel like, personally, if there are scientific papers on it, and photographs of it, like, would people really go out of their way to fake a moon landing? Like, for what? Like, I don't know.
I mean, I wouldn't put it past people.
I wouldn't put it past people, but like, at the time, like, I don't know. There's nothing that I know of right now that I could think of and just not believe that it's not real. Like I don't know really how to say that.
For me, only because like when I randomly see it, I teeter totter, so I don't really have an answer for it. But it's like the dinosaurs existing. I don't know.
That still blows my mind to this day.
That's what I'm saying.
That, that way, right?
No, that like.
Wait, what?
Go ahead.
What were you trying to get at?
That people think that dinosaurs didn't exist.
What I mean,
but like. Hear me out, right? So, no, I was just saying more like it blows my mind that think that those shits was just walking around here like that many years ago.
Well, yeah.
Like, because they probably didn't even look like how we think they look like. Because for all we know, you know, they just found bones and kind of
just put it together.
I think just recently they found like a really well intact dinosaur that was not completely. Just decayed. Bones. So like
preserved?
Yeah, kind of preserved, but not totally. So I mean,
wait, where your hit is?
It was recent. I can't remember. It wasn't a full thing, but they found like skin and shit on
the, I would love to see that.
But it, definitely dinosaurs don't look how they're depicted. Like Jurassic Park, like none of those dinosaurs actually look.
We just put like our that. Imagination to it.
Yeah, because we do only have bones.
We have bones. So any of the skin, all that shit that you put on top of it, no one knows what they could look like. They probably look scary as shit looking at them skeletons, of course, but...
I mean, there's... I've seen this on Reddit, but there's this artist, right? And he was redrawing, like, modern animals based on how they would look.
Based on their skeleton?
Based off their skeleton. Mm-hmm. And some of them fucking things were... Terrifying.
Yeah, because, you know, skeletons look so much worse.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, so much eviler than the actual product they make.
I seen a picture of a toddler skeleton, and it is by far one of the creepiest things.
How the fuck did you even get there?
Like, with all, like, the teeth still in the...
It's the scary. Yeah,
teeth all still up, you know?
Oh, yeah. My gosh. I was looking at it like, oh! That shit does not look like it should be on the internet.
No, but I think that's, like, I want to know what dinosaurs look like before.
I mean, so... The story of dinosaurs is pretty much meteor hits, not full extinction.
No, it was like the lack of food that really killed the dinosaurs.
Yeah.
So like the meteor.
It wasn't just a 1 second. They were all gone.
Right. Over time.
Yeah.
But then isn't there also the thing where they adapted and evolved into what we're kind of seeing today?
Yeah, I mean, like some
things, yeah.
Yeah.
Not all of them. Because they're more related to birds than anything, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So where the fuck all these other animals come from?
Beats me, bro.
Yeah.
Survival life finds a way.
Right, exactly.
That man above.
There you go. God is good. All the time.
Like,
You think ghosts are real?
Huh?
Huh?
Well, there's the Holy Spirit. In a Christian way, they say Holy Spirit. In a Catholic way, at least from... I could be wrong about that, but the Holy Ghost. The
Holy Ghost.
Yeah, so you got a good ghost that'd be like, hey. And you got the non-Holy Ghost, which is...
Yeah. Well, the way I see it is like, right, we're all just fucking energy, right? And you can't destroy energy. It can only be transformed. It's like when you die, where does your energy go?
I don't know the exact details to it, but there was like some dude... I guess, like, they put a guy's, like, their body, like, on, like, a on, like, a weight. Like, just, like, measuring their weight. And then, like, the moment he died, like, a few little numbers came down saying, like, the spirit was, like, there was a weight to the spirit or some shit like that. Like, that energy is an actual thing.
So all I took away from this is that they just put a guy on a scale until he died.
Well, he was, like, dying from... He's probably going to die, and they're like, yo, we're just going to
weigh you out. Can we put you on a scale, bro? He said, oh, he said, yes. Yeah, so we put a butt on it.
I guess you kind of agree with me. But is there anything that you feel like you second guess that's out there? That you'd be like,
guess? Like that I really don't believe in? Or
yeah.
Well,
not that you, well, that you speculate. If it's true,
I would love to see aliens. I would love to see an alien.
Yeah, pyramid shit.
Is it real?
I do. 100%. I believe in aliens. I don't think there's no way there can't be another life form out there.
Right.
Like, I 100% believe that there is another type of. Like being
Earth ain't the only habitable planet. Yeah. Well, they found a couple.
I'm talking like even like universe wise. Like I feel like there's more out there than just.
Oh yeah, I mean there's billions of stars, and each star has like their own.
Haven't they found a couple like Earth?
Yeah,
like planets.
They've definitely found planets that are that they deem habitable.
Mm-hmm.
Like same. Distance from the sun, like same temperature wise and shit, but there's no way of knowing.
There's no way to get there.
Yeah,
because right. Was it like probably like light years away, right?
Yeah.
Oof. I'm just like, there's no way. I can't. I can't sit here and say, like, I don't think that there is aliens. I 100% believe there's other life beings out there.
Mm-hmm. If interstellar travel becomes, like, a thing in our lifetime, are you doing that?
I would 100% be down to
it. Yes.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
100%.
I was just like...
I won't come back.
I was scouring the internet, and people were talking about there's a physical concept of being able to move faster than the speed of light. Well, it's not technically moving. It's kind of just like warping space.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, if that becomes like a full-blown thing...
That'd be dope, bro.
Yeah.
I would be... What?
I mean...
Reality.
We have to be like... Tip top shape, because we go there, it's not gonna be like, oh, there's fucking internet here. Yeah. Like, we're probably gonna What's be like the pioneers. Wi-Fi, bro? Well,
good thing we play Ark, right?
Yeah, we prepared.
Apparently,
yeah,
like, so. We just got punching up trees and then we'll be on our way.
But no, I definitely think, like, that's my biggest thing. Even if it's not an alien,
not even, like, but it's just so
what
weird.
What if dinosaurs are aliens?
If it's like a, I don't even know, like a alternate universe version of me. Like, I would love to be like.
Do you believe in alternate universes?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah.
That I don't really have too much.
I don't have too much knowledge on it, obviously.
No, like I don't have too much like belief in that. Like that, I don't know. That seems a little unreal to me. Like, it's something I can't wrap my head around.
Okay.
That there's another universe that's probably, like, me, but I'm, like, Jewish. Something like that.
I picked
that. That was just a random
thing.
Right.
But it's just funny because it's, like, you think, like, there'll be times where if I'm sitting in the car or just have, like, a moment to just think, like, I really go back and I think of moments where there was just two decisions and it was like those like video game crucial moments. You know what I mean? Like you pick either one or the other and right. Then regardless of which one you pick, shit about to pop off. But the other one, other shit's about to pop off. So I always think it's like, I wonder if that exists. Does that technically exist? That other choice that I could have made.
Oh, like the what if scenario?
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. Or, let's say, for example, like when you dream, right? You have a really vivid dream. You're like, damn, I remembered everything in that dream. Like,
right.
Like, what's, like, how do you explain deja vu? Right? Like, you dream of something, and then a year later, you're like, you're doing whatever it is. You could be getting your car washed, picking a certain song, and whatever, you just sitting there, and you're like, damn. Like, I feel like the next song that's going to come on is going to be XYZ, and the next song that comes on is that. And you're like, whoa, like, why did I? You know what I mean? Like,
I will say, I feel like for half of the time, like, deja vu, it's like technically like something that you did do before that you completely forgot, and that you just did that exact same thing again.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes you think that way. But when you think about like dreams and shit like that, mm-hmm. like, dreams are so fucking weird, man.
It's crazy.
Dreams are so weird.
Like, that. Like, you're asleep.
The amount of control eyes are closed. You have. Right,
yeah.
Right.
And you're seeing these things.
In your head.
The head movies.
Like, them head movies.
Them head movies.
Making your eyes rain. Like.
Right. Or, like, because I know, like, scientists have, like, I know scientists have, like, talked about dreams kind of being, like, your mind's way of, like, consolidating memories and shit and doing all that. It's like, well, what if it's actually like, what if dreams are really just a gateway to another
universe,
dimension, or you See? Know, all that shit, universe?
And that'd be, come on now.
So I mean,
it'd be fun because some stuff in dreams, like you be sitting there, like, what? Like, right. like,
so
how?
Can y'all control y'all dreams?
Let me. It depends.
I can't
control
who I'm
smashing in that dream. It's like, no.
I can't control mine whatsoever. Like,
I feel like
I'm just along for the ride, and whatever happens, I'll be like, well, all right, I guess we're going along.
Right, we're here.
They're like people talk about like different techniques that people use in order to, control their dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I read one where it's like, you got to tie like tie something around your finger before you fall asleep. And then the next time you're doing something, look at your finger. And if that tie is not there, you're dreaming. And from there, it's pretty much all just a mental game of being able to,
what,
like,
the fuck?
Run through. Really?
Yeah, yeah. That's just like one technique, though.
Where did you hear that from?
I don't remember.
Because I know there's another one where it's like, as soon as you wake up, write it in a journal.
Oh, yeah, that's
another whatever
one.
You remember, write it in a journal. And then I think the next night, I think you read what was in that journal.
Mm-hmm.
You just go to sleep.
Kind of like resume.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or not, more or less just like resume, but also like just kind of like collectively gathering it. So if you were to happen to dream that again,
right,
then you kind of know.
Mm-hmm.
Like the dreams you're like, because you know how you wake up from a dream and like you always like you're like, damn, that was a cool dream. And then later on in the day, you try to remember what happened in that dream. You don't fucking remember what happened.
It's
so it's like right when you wake up from a dream, first thing you do, write it down, write down everything that happened in that dream. And then you just kind of become, like, once you write it down, like, you'll pretty much always remember that dream.
Yeah.
As long as like, you keep reading it. And so then it just becomes easier for you to remember those dreams.
Hmm.
You know, it's, like, mad crazy, kind of going back on that sleep paralysis thing. It's like, you know, when you're dreaming, you're seeing these things, either in those dreams, you're either seeing it at third-person view, first-person view, you have full control over it, you don't have any control over it. You fucking, your punches are like pillows. You run like an idiot in your dreams. But then like that sleep paralysis shit, man, I always think about that. And it's like the shit that I heard and felt and that saw.
Sounds like the scariest shit like of all time.
Yeah. Right. It's like, is our brains that powerful that like I could project something in front of me that only I could see? Because technically speaking, sleep paralysis is kind of like that midway.
Yeah.
What's that? God, fuck. I always forget the word when I want to use it. It's not poltergeist. It's
purgatory.
Thank you, God. And I feel like every time I go through that, you're the only one who tells me it. Sleep paralysis is that purgatory of being awake and being asleep. So when I had those like sleep paralysis shit, like those little tingles that I felt and the shit that I saw, it's like,
what'd you see?
So, there was one. I actually had one just recently. Ooh. With Ellie. Yeah. And I was like, I was terrifying. It was like, there was somebody in front of me, like a whole face. I just remember a grin. And but oh, what I was more
scary already.
Yeah. What I was more focused on though, because I knew when I go into sleep, this is gonna sound so fucky. I know when it's about to happen, and I can choose either to get up or let it happen. I don't like having sleep paralysis. However,
you'd be curious.
I'd be in that good sleep, and I'd be like,
you'd be curious.
I'd try to
like,
get up. I'm like, maybe this one's not going to be too bad. So I remember, you know, I had it. Nothing happened. So my sleep paralysis happens in like pieces. So it didn't happen. And when I got out of it, I said, I'm going to put my arm, like, under Ellie's arm. Like, I'm basically, like, spooning. And I'm going to tap her if shit pops off.
Oh, God.
So,
you tap shit.
Yeah, I thought I was. My finger wasn't moving. I was like, fuck. So when I saw the grin, I was like, fuck you. But it was like a quick, like, 20 seconds of shit in my pants.
Mm-hmm.
That I said, nope. You nope. Know, if I feel another one coming, I'm going to be like, nope.
You know what's funny? So my mom, one time was explaining, like, we were talking about, like, religious stuff and things like that. We were just having a conversation, and she was like, yeah, one time I was asleep, but I was woke, and I was seeing these things I ain't never seen before, and I couldn't move. I ain't know what, like, basically, she was explaining sleep paralysis, so I'm like, right. Telling her, I'm like, Mom, that's sleep paralysis. She's like, no, it's not. Like, she was hell-bent on not believing it. I'm like, Mom, that is... The way she explained it, I was like, Mom, that's 100% sleep paralysis. I was like, could you move? She's like, no. I was like, could you speak? She was like, no. I was like... She's like, I was making noises, but nothing was working. And I was like, Mom, but you were seeing stuff. And she's like, yeah, I was seeing stuff and hearing stuff. I didn't know what was going on. I'm like, Mom, that's sleep paralysis. She's like, no, it wasn't. I don't believe in that stuff. And I was like, look, I've never experienced it because the way I sleep is just weird, but I've never really.
Yeah, I hope I never do.
Yeah.
Right. See, so, and that's the thing, like, kind of going off the tangent of the mind. It's like, I really want you guys to do DMT, man. I really just
have you seen Lucy?
Who the fuck is
the movie Lucy?
Oh no, that's when Scarlett Johansson, right?
Yeah, no, it just talks about like how strong the brain can actually be. I know they're probably
is it Limitless, something like that too?
Yeah, yeah. I think Limitless is probably like a more like realistic version. Well, I mean, Lucy was kind of like a drug too.
I thought they debunked the whole not being. Like only using 30% of your brain power or something like that.
Was that debunked?
I think so.
I mean, those are movies, so you can't.
Yeah, it's a movie.
But it just goes to show you like how far, like what, like how, like. All right, so. I know that there are movies and things like that, but like how much of our brain do you think we actually use?
I think we use 100%, but I think our brains are capable of more. Like I think that our brain uses 100% for sure, but I think it's definitely capable of doing more than we know right now.
That's what I'm saying.
Do you guys think? Because I don't think we use 100% of our brain.
No, I agree more on Mark because it's like more of like what I said, how our mind can project something that isn't really there that only you can see. I don't know. Like that's just something that's like.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, that's why I don't think we can use 100% of our brain, right? Like, I don't think, like, there are things that if you could use 100% of your brain, like, you would be able to recollect stuff that happened in your past vividly. You'd be able to understand anything that you wouldn't really, I don't want to say, like, question anything, but you wouldn't really have, like, a second guess on stuff, right? You would be like, immediately, like, okay. I know X, I know Y, I know Z, A, B, C, right? Like, so I feel like, for example, right? When, and this is going back a couple episodes, but when I had COVID and Kyle Lil was testing negative, but he thought he had it. His body was like, okay, you're going to be sick, right? Like, brain, he wasn't.
Yeah,
it was
cool. I never had it at all, but it was like.
He thought he was sick, was just sick as a dog for the next. And then I guess once he was like, I don't even have COVID, his body was like, yeah, you don't. I was just seeing what you believed. And then he was cool. And literally 2 days later, right? So that's why I think when it comes to like our brain, I really don't believe that we use 100% of our brain. I don't know how the percentage. I really don't. But I don't. 100%? I really don't think we use 100%.
No. I mean, I don't believe that. I believe, like I said, I believe we use 100% for sure. But like things like. Like things that our brain is capable of, like, I mean, this is going into like medical physical type shit, but like astral projecting, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot of people talk about it. It's like a shared experience that a lot of people go through. It's just one of those things that like, it's a skill at the end of the day. I mean, obviously you can't do it like right away because mm-hmm. you haven't trained to do it. So. But the more you do it, the easier it becomes. So it's not like you unlocking more power of your brain. It's just kind of being, it's just a skill that your brain has, or soul, whatever, right. has. But you just haven't used it. So obviously the skill to use it is not there. But as you take steps to be able to do that type of shit.
Right.
You know.
It's like so. The thing I was saying about the DMT experience that I had, like, you know, when I did it with Johnny wanted me to watch this video of like other people's experiences. And it's weird because a lot of their experiences, I was like, oh shit. Like,
it's like similar.
I saw pretty much the same thing. And I'm just so interested to know what you guys see. Ellie's trip wasn't a good one. She didn't really know what the fuck was going on. But mine, I won't even explain it, but it was just because it's only those who have done it would understand. Right. To those who haven't, it's just going to sound like some fucking.
It's literally the only people who experience DMT are people who take it and people who are dying.
So,
people who are dying, what?
When you're because DMT is a naturally produced chemical. So when people are dying, their brain releases DMT.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I say you see a light flash before, in a sense, you pretty much, I guess they say when you're basically about to die, you see you everything, your brain releases, you're saying, DMT. And
that's why, a lot of people, I don't know. Who knows?
But you can take DMT and just
your brain
out.
Is like, take well,
but like,
you had a good run, buddy.
What is that for?
It's probably just because it
to like
it
comfort
makes,
you or like,
maybe
could be. You know how people feel at ease.
Yeah, when they're dying.
Yeah,
they're like, I know everything.
Yeah. I guess it's that. It's that. God damn it! I guess I get it. So when I did it. It was very brief, but just to make it shorter than how short it really was. When I did it, it felt like I was there for a while. Afterwards, when I realized how long it was only 4 minutes. 4 minutes of real time passed, but where I was, oh baby. But basically, I was at a desk similar to this, but smaller, all metal. I was basically in that napping position, at a table where your head's down. I got up. Somebody kind of put their hand on my shoulder, and that guy turned, and it was very silver, chromey looking people. Everything was black and white, checkered. There was a lot of colors going on, but black and white was kind of the main thing. My bad. That got really loud when I said black and white. And then I turned, and they were nice. The people who were
nice
beings that were there, tried to get me up, basically being like, hey, you don't got that much time. I just want to show you this. That's not what they said. But just from their demeanor, just how they looked, they were like, get up, get up, get up. So I remember getting up and then looking out of a glass, and they were trying to show me something. But by the time I was able to even look and just kind of absorb everything, because I'm still trying to understand where I was, I was more paying attention to them. And then finally seeing that their features were kind of coming in, kind of humanoidish. And then in a blink, I was on the opposite side, so I was outside of the glass, and they were waving bye, and they were just bye, we'll see you next time, and I'm falling, and that's when I fell, and then that's when, during the trip, I had, my head back, or I don't know if I had my head back, Johnny will remember, either my head back or my head down, but then I remember coming out of it, and I knew, when I landed, I landed here, but it felt like I died. It was, right before everything happened, it was this loud, an EMT kind of noise.
Your ears ringing?
Yeah, it was really loud. And then I just remember heart was boom, 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 boom. And I breathed out, and then that whole thing happened. So just that feeling of dying, goddamn.
And he
damn.
Wants us to take that shit. They was like, I want to show you something. So you got to the window. They was like, the door, dickhead, just gets you out.
It's not bad. So
you don't belong.
So Ellie will correct my story, but I'm not going to let her. We recently did shrooms with two other people. It was an awesome experience, but then shit fucking got weird. So I was standing where Mark is sitting, and the one person was standing up, and then he just started like as if somebody pushed him, he's falling backwards, and he's hitting everything on the counter, trying to catch his balance. Then he hits the fucking deck door hard as shit, and I was like, oh my god, my glass is gonna break. I'm gonna break it. So he hits it, and then he has no control of his. He had no control of his arms, so it's just his shoulders was leading, and then he's going forward. And I'm, mind you, I'm still here. I'm still standing there. I'm just watching the whole thing happen. Ellie's sitting where Malik is, and then the third person was sitting.
Fourth person.
I'm sorry. Was sitting at the table as well. So he goes forward and then kind of hits the chair. And then, she goes to grab him and shit like that. And then he just falls back. and then like kind of started gyrating on the floor. Mind you, I'm still standing there eating an apple. You know, because why wouldn't I?
You're like, these niggas crazy.
That man's having a whole seizure.
I know, I was just about to say, yeah, he's so having a whole seizure.
Yeah, so I'm just like, well. And Ellie was saying it was because I was talking about my DMT story. However, she was the one who brought it up that caused me to talk about it. And so, like, you know, he was just like, he finally gets up off the floor and he was just like, you know, just you talking about the DMT thing just kind of like scared me. And I was just like,
yeah, you scared the shit out of me.
Mind you, I'm still eating there, sitting there eating an apple and like trying not to laugh. But she's fucking sitting here laughing. And I'm like, oh, I'm just eating an apple. I was high as shit. Anyway,
and he wants to try that shit.
It's not that bad.
This man described the first one as dying. And he said, you should try it. I'm like, what the fuck?
It's not as bad as
experience as somebody having a seizure on his yeah, fucking
right? So you should try it. Why? Why would I want to experience any of those things?
Well, it's like eating edibles. But mm-hmm. instead of having munchies, you're just laughing the whole time.
No, I feel like edibles, like, your body just shut down.
Yeah, so like with shrooms, it's just, you just feel good. It's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't feel, I'd rather do shrooms than that. I can't confirm. I don't know if people have seizures during shrooms. But going on, hon, let me just take a, okay. So this one's a small one. It's a bit of a conspiracy. Not, it's more of like people just trying to figure out what happened. But there's this health researcher. He's like a YouTuber, older guy. He goes by the name of Frank Suarez. He was 71. He had 3.6 million subscribers on YouTube, and he committed suicide. Right? He was about to publish a book about natural cancer treatments when he threw himself out of his 9th floor balcony. And then he even had posted a video on his YouTube channel where he talked about another Latin cancer researcher who had mysteriously died, and he specifically said people who study cancer and its cures tend to
Okay, man.
Get it out.
People who study cancer and
why we let him read.
Oh, people who study cancer and it cures tend to mysteriously die. Like they usually fall off from places nobody falls from. And it's like a link to the video, which I tried watching. It's in Spanish, so I kind of got it, but there's no captions to at least I don't think so for translation. But yeah. That seems pretty fucky only because Malik is probably the only one who can remember this, but you remember Mr. Gatlin from high school. He was our automotive teacher, and I remember one time we were in class and we were basically talking about, like, you know Mr. Gatlin, he used to always talk about how to make money. Mm-hmm. Time is money. Time is money. That was his thing. So I remember, like, somebody was, like, asking questions, like, man, like, you know, what if somebody made a car that just ran off of water? And I remember when he said this, I was young, I didn't really give a shit. But at the same time, I was like, damn, that's kind of fucking fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
But he was like, oh, yeah, if somebody made that, yeah, they're dead. Like, they'd be dead. Like, immediately.
Yeah.
They'd be dead. Like, we would never know that even existed.
That's true.
The higher-ups would come, take that idea. Right. Offer him some money.
That's true.
So he walks away and they kill him. Dead.
And I was like, I believe. Sorry, Mark.
No, go ahead.
I believe stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I believe there's a cure for cancer. 100%.
There's a theory going around that, like Chester Bennington, like him and his other friend who commit suicide as well. There's a theory that they both were working on something that had to do with like human trafficking or child human trafficking.
Mm-hmm.
And they were getting ready to basically like blow the lid or some shit. And then they both mysteriously committed suicide.
And then and that's the thing, like as soon as somebody get right there, like there was another one, you guys probably heard of him, like Dr. Sebi.
Mm-mm.
He basically, I think he was from, I forget where he was from, but he basically found a cure for cancer. And 100% was getting ready to release a book about it and a movie and everything. And then he died. And then I know you guys know the rapper Nipsey Hussle.
Yeah.
Was getting ready to take over that and release it. And then he died. So it's like, I think that's a real thing. Like, I think people that have those answers to cancer, because I seen this post somewhere. I can't remember it, but it was like, something about medicine, and like, if medicine worked, like, we wouldn't really need continuous, like, I forget how it went, but it was.
Mm-hmm. I get the idea of it.
It's right. Like the U.S. profits so much off of
medicine and all that. If it's not profitable, like, if it's cutting costs and making things cheaper,
they're not going to do it. Because if I have the cure to cancer, I'm saving a ton, like, millions of people, right? Like, immediately saving millions of people and hospitals and things like that, research and all of that. Because, like, the people that donate money to, like, these cancer, like, cancer, I guess, foundations or, like...
Yeah, like, cancer research.
Yeah, like...
Places, yeah.
We still don't have a cure. You know what I mean? Like, it just doesn't make sense, right? Like, what are we donating to?
Mm-hmm.
The research? We've been donating to the research for years now. So it's like,
only thing I see is just to keep the facility up and running, the hospital up and running, to have the electricity, the water, all that power to just kind of keep it going.
I can see that.
I definitely believe there's a cure for that shit, though.
I think there's like I said, could there be something beneficial? Anything that involves better living is getting totally canned. The only reason why electric cars work is because technically you could still get profit off of it.
Yeah.
By just now paying for electricity.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're, it's not like the electric cars are cheap, too. Like, they're selling at a premium price.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they have the ugly Model 3 or whatever. It's like, what, like 30 kilos? But still. Yeah, I mean, for sure. Like, definitely those things definitely exist.
Yeah, 100%. And the way that these people are just falling off, like, the face of the earth, and they're all committing suicide right before they release them, it's like, there's no way.
I mean, shit happens in other countries, too. Like, I wouldn't put it past the U.S. country to do some shit. Like, I mean, Russia does it all the time. Russia offs the shit out of journalists left and right, and so does Mexico. And it's just like, I wouldn't put it past the U.S.
to do that too.
Doing 100%. Shit like that. Just to keep money good.
To hit it with this. Very interesting.
This is the last one that I want to mention. Again, won't go too deep in it. Whoever wants to dive in, they can. It's not even a deep one. But you ever heard of the Georgia Guidestones?
No.
Who? Yeah.
You did?
Yeah, but just go ahead and go over them, because I have to.
So basically it's like the Stonehenge,
mm-hmm.
but the American version, I guess. But not really like too Americanized, but basically so it has 10 commandments, but not like commandments in terms of like the Bible, but there's like these 10 rules that it has.
It's like surviving after the apocalypse, right?
So it's like to ensure humankind's future survival. And each one, or not each one, but I think it's like, where is it at? It says, so like each one of them, oh, it's in 8 different languages: Arabic, Chinese, English, Hebrew, Hindi, Russian, Spanish, and Swahili.
Mm-hmm.
That's a Swahili. I was like, that's not what I'm saying. But yeah, the first one goes, maintain humanity under 500 million in perpetual balance with nature. Second one goes, guide reproduction wisely, improving fitness and diversity. 3, unite humanity with a living new language. 4, rule passion, faith, tradition, and all things with tempered reason. 5, protect people and nations with fair laws and just courts. 6, let all nations rule eternally, resolving external disputes in a world court. 7, avoid petty laws and useless officials. 8, balance personal rights with social duties. 9, prize truth, beauty, love, seeking harmony with the infinite. And 10, be not a cancer on the earth. Leave room for nature. Leave room for nature.
I agree with that. Where is that? Last one.
So these are located in Georgia. Yeah, that's what I was saying. That okay. makes sense. But so the thing is that they were, I think they were constructed in, if I'm right, the date I have here is March 22nd, 1980.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not something that's like hundreds of years old.
Yeah.
It's like.
Someone just did that.
Yeah, this is a couple years before I was born. And it's like, so it's the dude who did it. He called himself R.C. Christian,
mm-hmm.
but that's not his real name. Oh, that was just a made-up name that he made. And it goes so in-depth of how the structure is made, that there's certain holes for, like, the moonlight that shines through, sunlight that shines through. It's constructed in a perfect way where it's erected.
It works as a sundial, too, right?
Yeah. It's... in an area where the Cherokee Indians called Alili Alohi,
mm-hmm.
which translates to the center of the world.
Mm.
So that's where it's placed at.
Man, I feel like anything like Native Americans say, I'll fucking believe it, dog.
You do or you don't?
Yeah, I'll believe it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, because they're like the last people that are... like, still modern, but at the same time, they've still kept in touch with their roots to
mm-hmm.
their connections with the natural world.
Yeah.
And all that shit. So it's just like, and like, their stories have, I mean, obviously, like, they, like, stories passed down from generation to generation change, but like, they still have, like, kind of like that direct root to, like, their story.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but to have something like that, man, like, 10 rules like that. The first one, that's a fucker.
Yeah.
Under 500 million.
Yeah. I mean that's tough.
Yeah, because humans have, populate like fucking you know, rabbits.
People
going
to be fucking.
That's where it even says. It says, guide reproduction wisely.
Yeah, you can't guide reproduction. It's impossible.
When you have a small number like that, maybe.
500 million? How are you going to guide 500 million?
You can't guide fucking 7 billion. Are we past that now? Are we at 8 or no?
I don't know.
So people can't even guide like 50.
Jesus Christ. Could you imagine five?
Can you control who 50 people were fucking?
No,
yeah. Definitely not.
Yeah, but 500 million? I mean, like, it's a great number, but compared to 9 fucking billion?
It's very small.
I mean, 9 billion, Jesus Christ. 7 billion.
There's a show that came out on Amazon Prime called Utopia.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a pretty good cast. John Cusack is in there. He plays like the main villain. He tricks the world. Well, he infects America, right? With like this, with this epidemic. It's killing the shit out of people. And then he offers a cure for it. But at the same time, the cure basically... what does it do? It makes everyone not fertile.
Oh,
so they can't, for like 3 generations they can't have kids. So it's like, it's fucking wild. He was like, this is the only way it can save the world.
Damn. And
that's just, that whole shit just reminded me of that. It's a good show. It's so funny because it came out during the height of COVID too. So it's just
that's funny.
COVID came and that was the plague that we needed. I mean. Not needed.
I think you worded that. I get what you're trying to go with. Yeah. But I think that came out a little wrong.
I don't want to. I want to be like Texas. I want to be open.
One day. Maybe a year from now. Who knows? We'll see.
Yeah.
Imagine another year of this shit.
This got me into this whole conspiracy thing. Even though I did it just, you know, for the sake of this episode of the podcast. Like, I went on Reddit, and now, remember, I don't know if I feel like we probably talked about it on a podcast, but I said that I don't fuck with Reddit, because I don't understand it, I don't know how to use it. Guess who now became a fucking proficient man at Reddit?
Oh.
Your boy.
You're officially a lurker now.
Yeah, dude, I literally look at this shit all fucking day, and I'm like, yo, like, not going to talk about it, but, like, some dude made a fucking video of, like, what Native Americans believe is, like, there's, like, this beings of little people, but, like, littler people. Right. Like, I'm talking, like, this high.
Like, mm-hmm. mini.
Yeah, and, like, this dude was, like, yeah, the whole video, it's, like, he's putting a flashlight at a rock. Then he turns it off and then turns it on. And you see, and you like, see a little fucking person pop up. Yeah, yo, it gave me chills. That. I'm under the blankets fucking so I don't bother Ellie. And I'm like, dude, it's fucking wild, man.
Yeah. I feel like the world is definitely full of shit that's either not on this plane but can traverse the you know, the different planes of reality.
Yeah.
I'm just waiting for the one big thing. What that is, I don't know.
The heat, yeah, but I say, the I was eventual like... heat death of the universe.
Like, it's crazy. So, Microsoft just did this video of mixing virtual reality and augmented reality.
Huh.
It's like, remember how they had the HoloLens?
Mm-hmm.
It's basically, like, these fucking glasses that you put on. And, like, in the trailer, they're like, you know, the woman puts it on and she sees a hologram of somebody who's also using it. So they're in the same room discussing plans and shit like that.
That's cool.
Dude, it's fucking...
I think it's dope.
Yeah, where we're going. I'm ready
for that future.
Yeah, this is just...
It's going to be fun. It's going to be mad fun. Well, that about sums it up for this this episode. We had some pretty good discussions there. I like that. It was fun. That was fun.
We got careful a little, with the New World Order.
Got to look a little crazy and stupid all at the same time. It was great. I liked it.
Lizard people.
But yeah, lizard people. Fucking lizard people. They're crazy. But we will see y'all next time. You know, it's been your boy Khalil, aka Lil Beast, aka Lil Grippus. And then my boy to my left here.
I almost fucked up because I almost said it. I was like, yes, see, finally. You're on the left now, asshole.
Oh, you started with me.
I looked at you.
I'm sorry. I was by this. I was playing by that. Fuck was my name again? Malik.
Oh, he said, fuck was my name again. Oh, my goodness.
New World Order already coming in.
Let me have my boy across from me.
It's your boy, Marky Mills.
Right, and then the other boy.
It's my boy, Leo.
And we will see y'all next time. Peace.
Bye. Mwah.